Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. And the blessed Sabbath, a high Sabbath for us to come together again another day to spend and worship God and sit at his feet this Sabbath evening and gather with brothers and sisters. We're practicing something that we will be doing in heaven, and it starts now, right here on earth, what we're going to be doing. So let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest that you have given us, Lord. We thank you. You gave us 6 days to prepare and do everything that we need to do, and you asked for one, Lord. What a great exchange. One from six, Lord. You are so kind and loving, and you are interested in our affair. You want to know everything about us. You want us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Lord, we ask that you will bless us as we come together, testify of your goodness and talk of all that you have done, all that you're doing, and pray and brothers and sisters and the world as a whole, that everyone will come to know you as their personal savior before it's too late. We know we are in the last days. We see all that's going on around us. But you said, call upon you and you will save us. You will help us. You will strengthen us. And you will provide the necessities that we need to make it in these last days. We're in the dark ages in our time. And it starts even now upon us. So bless us again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I will just short share this reading before I open the line. Please press 1 if you would like to share, brothers and sisters. It says, sorry, trying to get some light here. It is a sign between me and you that ye may know that I am the Lord. The value of the Sabbath as a means of education beyond estimate, whatever of ours God claims from us, he returns again, enriched, transfigured with his own glory. The tithe that he claimed from Israel was devoted to perceiving amongst men. Preserving amongst men. In its glorious beauty, the pattern of his temple in the heaven and the token of his presence on the earth. So the portion of our time which he claims given again to us, bearing his name and seal. It is a sign, he said, between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord, because in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and, sorry, and the seas and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And this is taken from Exodus chapter 31, verse 13, and also Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. The Sabbath is a sign of creative and redeeming power. It points to God as the source of life and knowledge. It recalls men's primitive glory and thus witness to God's purpose to recreate us in his own image. Amen. And that's taken from Education, page 250, paragraph 1. Education, 250, paragraph 1. Amen. So God wants to recreate us in his own image, according to his likeness, again, because of sin. Everything was marred. But he wants to renew us. He wants to create in us a clean heart, brothers and sisters, and a right spirit. So if we choose today to surrender to God, to ask him, Lord, please forgive me. I accept you as my personal Savior. Create in me a clean heart, a right spirit. He will do it, brothers and sisters. He's not going to wait till next year or tomorrow. He'll do it right away. So let us purpose in our heart to serve God. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. 518-951. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell and Sister Annie from Kingston, Jamaica. We just want to give God thanks and praise for his blessing, and especially this blessed Sabbath day. Sister Carla, thank you for your reading, because we do know that the seven-day Sabbath commandment lies in the very heart of the part of the moral law and the Ten Commandments. And as you have read a while ago, that the Lord gave us this Sabbath, he didn't give it to us just for ourselves. He created this Sabbath for the whole world. And that is the only commandment that we have remember, the seventh day, to keep it holy. 6 days we shall do all our work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And in it that we shall do no work, no one around us. And also that he told us that 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and everything, and he rested. So what a wonderful God we have, Sister Annie. You know, God is so good. He is so great that he knew from before creation what we need. And that rest day, this seventh day as a rest day, not just rest to go to our bed to sleep, but to rest in his word, rest doing good, rest sharing his word to others. It also said the seventh day Sabbath commandment is part of the moral law of the Ten Commandments. So just as how we have the Ten Commandments, we know that the Sabbath comes out from that to that. And also, the apostle tells us that if we break any part of the law, we are broken or it all. James 2:10-12. We cannot tear out the four commandments. without setting aside the others as well. They are all stand together because the God of heaven put them all together. What a wonderful God we have. And my dear beloved, I am so thankful for this Sabbath. I'm telling you, this evening, you know, I was really rushing because here in Jamaica, I'm telling you, the Sabbath comes so fast, right? And as you turn around is the Sabbath. And when you look at that, oh, wow, the Sabbath is here already. But we find that peace that passes all understanding. We find that calmness of the Sabbath. And I just want to give God thanks, my dear beloved, for the Sabbath. I thank him during the week, the 6 days that he has kept us here safe and also sharing his word. I just want to thank God for our little children. I am telling you, my dear beloved, they are so precious. They are special. That's the other reason when the mother was taking their little children to Jesus, for Jesus to bless. You know what the mother did? They went to every house and knocked at their door and said, come, Jesus is there. Come, let us take our children to him so that he can bless them. And we saw how Jesus loved them, put them in his arm, in his lap, look into their wonderful little shiny faces. And, you know, just imagine, you know, how these children and all Jesus felt and their parents. And this is what we are experiencing here with these little precious children. I don't know if they're coming for a treat or what, but I do know that they are so special. They are running to grandma. They are running to auntie. And, you know, you don't have to know them, you know. These little precious ones, they are so beautiful, especially when you saw them going to school. And we have to give God thanks for the mother, the parents, their guardians, you know, because those little children dress. If you saw them in their uniform and, you know, how they are so neat with their bags and, you know, also respectful and walking from school, and they are with their peers, companies, you know. You only find one child walking together. You find sometimes two, three. And you know children sometimes mischievous. They will be there doing this. But they walk so, you know, orderly on the street, on the sidewalk. And we just want to give God thanks for them, my dear beloved. So I'm asking my dear beloved here, as you guys are a part of them, to pray, you know, for them so that they will know that, you know, Jesus is the only way and that they will follow Jesus' character. A lot of them is going to church, but some are not. But we're still showing them the love of Christ, you know. So we are here giving out books, you know, and still on our project day by day, minute by minute. We have a little young man who is a farmer here, Tevin, and I'm telling you, he is really faithful. You know, every one of us have our little way, but I'm telling you, he is always on time, you know, seeing that we are okay, you know, and if we need anything, he is also there. So please, I'm asking you, dear, to lift them up. And thank you, Sister Carla. Not going to hold up because we want our brothers and sisters to share. I don't know if our Sister Annie, we know she's not quite ready. Maybe later she will share. But God is good. And I have a company here, one of our church sisters from St. Elizabeth, you know, and God is good. God present her. God place her here on the right time, you know, really faithful sister and, you know, working for the Lord, sharing God's word, you know. She loves to talk, my dear beloved, not to talk about herself, but to talk about the goodness of Jesus. And these young people love to listen, as she's a young people person. So continue to pray for her. Thank you, my dear Sister Carla, for opening my life.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, excuse me, for sharing, and thank you for just being who you are in Christ and bringing people together so that we can all serve the Lord together faithfully. You know, it's not, we're not an one person band. We all come together, work together, and we know that iron sharpened iron. As we help each other, we become strong in the Lord, and our influence will grow in Christ, you know, and people will see Jesus' character within us. So praise the Lord. Thank you again for coming on and sharing. May God continue to bless the community and the project and the children, their parents, and those in Jamaica that seek in him to change and to make that decided change to serve God with all their hearts, their soul, and their mind. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 518-482, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carlo. Happy New Year to you and everyone else online of my first Friday night. Yes, first Friday night in the year on the line. God has been so good to us. And I want to thank God for his Sabbath. And I want to sing this song, How Sweet Upon the Sacred Day, the best of all the seventh, to cast their earthly thoughts away and think of God and heaven. How sweet upon the sacred day, the best of all the seven, to cast their earthly thoughts away and think of God and heaven. How sweet to be allowed to pray, our sins may be forgiven. We feel your country blessed and safe, Father who art in heaven. How sweet the words of peace to hear from him to whom it is given, to wake the penitential tear and lead the way to heaven. And if the Maker sins depart, in vain the will has striven. He who regards the inmost heart will send his grace from heaven. Yes, we were on the topic of saying about the Sabbath, how blessed the Sabbath, God created the Sabbath for us to rest. And in Psalms, one of my favorite texts is in Psalms 119-165. And it says, I know it from heart, it says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing, nothing shall offend them. So that is one of my favorite texts. And when the Sabbath comes, I feel so happy. And just last night I was telling Sister Powell that I went to Ecuador a few weeks ago. And this afternoon when I was looking on the TV, you would not believe that peaceful country, the most peaceful country in North America there, next to my home, yes, in my hometown, I have to, where I come from then, yeah, that there was war near to us, right near here in America. They have war is going on there right now. I couldn't imagine that. And I wanted to know when we were traveling on that plane, why all these elderly people were leaving the country. I'm telling you, I never see so many elderly people on a plane in wheelchair as when I went there a few weeks ago. And I was wondering, but now I know what was going on, because a war was going, and the warlords over there, they have taken over the country. I was so surprised when I heard that, because I didn't know it's a nice place. We spent a week there, and we enjoyed it very much. Myself, my daughter, and my husband, we enjoyed it very much. And we know, these things are not very surprised to me, because we have to be expecting these things. We have to be expecting these things in these days. I can tell you, I miss our prayer line so much. But I went on another prayer line, which is very powerful and effective. And I could tell you, our prayer line, no matter how small it is, God is here. And someday, not very far away, because we see that things are changing. Things are quickly changing. There is not one country in this world now, on this earth, that don't have something going on. Some kind of trouble. There is no peace in this earth. And when I look back and I said, well, every Sabbath we come here, I always know it would not. Let's just take opportunity and praise God now, because we wouldn't always have this opportunity to be on this line to give God praise. So this evening, I am very thankful to God for my life, which He has spared, and He has taken me to that country to see it. And, you know, now it's in turmoil. We have to pray for our country and pray for all the other countries that are experiencing war. And many people can, in other countries right now, they cannot keep the Sabbath. They cannot keep the Sabbath. Because I could tell you that, because we have a girl that came in our line, on the other prayer line that I was on, and she says, oh, she's so happy to be on this prayer line, because in their country, they cannot reach to keep, in this manner, to keep the Sabbath. So we have to take every opportunity we have in blessing the Lord and telling others of His love, because the time is short. And Psalms 4:8 says, I will both lay me down to sleep in peace, for Thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. You know, when we lie down each night, we don't know if we will get up at all, if we would be awakened. But somehow, God is so good to all of us that we are still alive, and that we can reach on this line and give God praise and thanks. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us take this opportunity. Now don't take it lightly, because it will not always be. Happy Sabbath to everyone. God bless you, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. Have a wonderful Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing, and thank the Lord for bringing you back safely just in time. So we know we serve a mighty God. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Okay. And when we weren't able, for whatever reason, technical difficulty through Blog Talk Radio, we were on the conference line, so we were still meeting. Amen. So thank the Lord for you coming on and sharing and being faithful. And we just, we do have to pray for these countries. We have to pray for our families, our friends, those that have not accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. We have to pray that they will surrender to God, brothers and sisters. So again, thank you for sharing which songs and which are encouraging word, Sister Consonelli. Amen. Again, brothers and sisters, if you would like to share, please press 1. It is sharing time. The Lord is good and He's worthy to be praised. If you want to share the goodness of God, what He have done, if you have a prayer request, scripture reading, song of meditation, this is the time to share. 985-647. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. I'm thankful today is the Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I just want to thank the Lord for today, and I thank him for watching over us this week. I thank the Lord for what he's been doing in our lives. Lord, we've been blessed, better than blessed. And I would like to read a devotion prayer. Thank God. Lord God, thank you for who you are. You are God in all season, in trumpet and defeat, in illness, grief, and persecution. I know I can count on your presence and your provision. Thank you for sustaining me in dark times, protecting me in dangerous times, and bearing with me in seasons of doubt and fear. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now we know the Lord is good. He do all this for his children. And we ought to thank him and praise him. We just want to thank the Lord for his goodness. Like Sister Powell said, the Lord is good. He's good all the time. And we want to thank Sister Powell and Sister Cottonella and Sister Carla for being on. And I know the rest of the family is going to be on. And we just thank for prayer for each and every one. And we just want to thank God again because I've just been waiting. I was like Sister Powell. I was waiting on the prayer line because somehow Thursday slipped us, and we didn't even know it was Thursday. And I'm like, yesterday was Wednesday, and it passed by after 6:30 and passed, and it was 9. It was Thursday. I thought it was Wednesday. I said, well, I'm going to be waiting on the clock. I'm going to hold up on today because I can't miss the Sabbath. I'm in the house, and I can't miss the prayer line. So I said, well, I was watching the time as I was walking the floor, checking on the grandchildren. So I said, can't miss the Sabbath. So I thank God, and I want to continue praying for Sister Powell and her mission while she's over there and all her warriors and our nation. Praying for them and all the rest of those in Jamaica and all the four corners of the United States. And I want to pray for Sister Continental, and the rest of them. Pray for all our family, speakers and everybody, all the workers. We all got to do God's work. And we just want to be thankful. Pray for all those who's in the storm in Louisiana. We had windstorms and tornadoes. I thank God, but I'm so sorry it hit some people here. They was in the storm and the tornadoes hit them again. So y'all keep Louisiana in prayer. I don't know how far it went, but it was Louisiana. And just keep everybody in prayer and listen on there. Sister Carla, if you have any remedy or any vitamin me and Brother John could take for our fatigue, would you please let Sister Leola know? I think you got my number or text my phone because that's the problem we've been having. Thank you very much, Brother John.
I'd like to say hello to Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for his mighty and glory and for protecting us, watching over us. And it's been a good week this week, thank God. Weather held up some, and turned into a nice day today. Just been counting blessings as usual. Our grandbaby want to say something, I believe. Hold on just a minute. God bless. Amen. Here she go right here.
I got a little song about Jesus, how he takes care. Jesus loves us. Jesus always looking. Jesus knower you let. Jesus is all around the world. Jesus can hear what you sing. Jesus loves the little children. He can see what you're doing. Jesus always gonna love you, even though when you do bad things. Jesus loves us, so he takes care of our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, little one. Is that your granddaughter singing?
Yes,
Aya. Amen. Thank you. That was a beautiful song. I'm here at my friend's house with some other friends, and we enjoy that singing. And thank you for coming on and sharing, Sister Brenda and Brother John, and your granddaughter. May you continue to train her and bring her up in the right way, you know, her mother too, and that others, her peers, will see that she is special, that she's the apple of God's eye, and God loves the little children. Yes, he does. Amen, yeah. Amen. Thank you again for sharing. And, yes, I will get with Sister Leola, and, you know, we will work this out. God, you know, God will just trust in the Lord. You know, he will work it out, and, you know, he wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So that's what God wants for his children, for us to be in health. So thank you again.
Thanks.
Amen. So I'm going to the next line again, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Please press 1 if you would like to share. This is sharing time, 804-2238. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Katie in Virginia. I have a testimony and a prayer request. First, I'm going to do my testimony. About three weeks ago, I woke up and I could not move I couldn't turn my head to the right. It was so much pain in my neck and down the back of my neck and around the side of my neck, and I just couldn't turn my head. And each time I tried to move my head, the pain was horrific. It was hurting so bad. And so it was like that for like 2 days. And I was listening to an evangelist during his sermon, and he stopped. Because he's on YouTube, and he stopped right in the middle of the sermon, and he said, God just spoke to him, and he said, someone has a sprained neck, and he touched his neck in the same area where mine was hurting, and he said, you know who you are, and he said, if you believe in God, and if you believe God can heal your neck, then you need to claim it. So right away, I touched my neck, and I said, I claim healing in Jesus' name. And immediately, the pain stopped, and I could move my head in every direction. And until today, I have no pain. So then last week, I tore a ligament in my leg. And he was giving a sermon. I was listening to his sermon one night before I went to bed. And he stopped in the middle of the sermon, just like he did the first time. And he said, someone has a torn ligament. And he said, if you believe in God and you believe in that he can heal you, then you need to claim it. So I touched my knee because, I mean, I was in so much pain. I could not put my weight on my leg, and I had to hold on to things in order to walk. So I touched my leg, and I said, in Jesus' name, I claim healing. And all of a sudden, the pain was getting less and less. And in about 10 minutes' time, I could stand on my leg. I didn't have to hold on to anything, and the pain was completely gone. And it was as though my leg never was injured. And so that is my testimony. And my prayer request is to pray for my son, Dominique, that he will find his way back to God. And also, I was coming on the line before asking for healing because I had a hole in my leg, and that hole been there 4 years. And I got some salve from Sister Carla, and I used that. I mean, because no matter, what I'm trying to say is I went to different doctors all over to get that leg healed. None of them could heal my leg. And through y'all prayers and some salve I got from Sister Carla, I put the salve on. And in less than a week, my leg was healed. But since then, a cat grabbed me in the leg. And when he was playing, and when he grabbed me, his paws, the nails went into where that area was. And it put two holes in my leg. And so it closed up. It had the scab over. It closed up and went away. So I thought that was all of it. But now it was hurting real bad yesterday when I got out of the shower and I looked at it. The hole is back in my leg again. I have two small holes in my leg. And please keep me in prayer that they will heal this time and I won't have any more problem with it. So that is my prayer request for healing of my leg and for my son to come back to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Katie, for sharing. We know God in the business of healing, and just with your testimony, how he heals you just through someone speaking the word. You know, that's how God create this planet. He just spoke it into being. He didn't have to do any like hard labor or anything. His words are life, and we have to speak life into our life and speak the word of God, his promises, so that we can be healed, we can be saved, we can be transformed by the renewing of his spirit. So thank you for sharing. And also that salve, that was the first time I made it, because I know you were telling me about your leg, and I saw, you know, it's made of comfrey, and I read up on it. And I said, you know, Sisters Katie been asking, and I said, let me make this so she can try. So God allowed me to make it so you, just for you, so you can try it. And then, you know, I have to tweak it a little bit, and God, it's just nothing but God. He made the leaves for the healing of the nation. We are the nation. The people are the nation. So praise the Lord, and we're going to pray for continuous healing for your body, your soul, your mind, and for Dominique, the twin, and also for, what's her name?
Autumn.
Okay. I knew it was one of the seasons. Autumn, also, because God wants to heal each and every one of us. We all sinners, and we need to be saved. We need to have the transformed and a renewed mind, because Satan is having a field day with people, you know, and then he's the accuser of the brethren. He'll tempt us. He'll cause us to sin, and then he goes to God and point us out. What a defeated foe he is. So let's turn to our Savior. So, again, thank you for coming on. Go ahead.
I have also one more prayer request.
Yes.
Pray for my friend Sabrina. Her mother passed about a year ago, and she's been having a very hard time dealing with that. Mm-hmm. She's still crying a lot and everything, and you know, because every time she turns around, something reminds her of her mother, and she just falls apart. So yeah, just please pray for her, keep her in prayer, and that the Lord will work everything out for her and her kids and everything.
Amen, amen. Thank you. So that's Sabrina. And also, Sister Katie, just encourage her, you know, pray with her and let her know the promises that the dead is just sleeping. And when, you know, if they be found faithful, when Christ returns, they will get up out of that grave with a, you know, glorified body. You know, they will be changed by the twinkling of an eye. So let her know that her mom is sleeping and to be at peace, because God doesn't want us to continue to worry and to, you know, be depressed or whatever. He wants us to be in health. He wants us to live for him, because we are here to glorify God and to live for him while we still have breath in our lungs. So encourage her with, you know, with scriptures and also with praying for her, and we will keep Sabrina in our prayer. Okay, I'm going on to the next caller. I have two more hands, and then we're going to go into prayer, and then I will turn the call over to Brother Ricardo. Brother Ricardo will be bringing the message today, and it will be a powerful message, and the title of the message is, let me find, Neglect Not the Gospel of Our Salvation. Neglect Not the Gospel of Our Salvation. That's the title of the topic today. So I'll open the line for 518-650. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and for all he has been doing for me, I will just pray. I don't, because I don't have enough time for me to sing and pray and pray, and so.
Oh no! Go ahead, Sister Barnaby. Sing and pray and give glory to God. We're here to honor him. We're here to give him praise. So go ahead, my. This is the Sabbath of the Lord, my sister. Thank you.
I will sing safely through another week. God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week, the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week, the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show the reconciling face, take away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest, he say in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest, he say in thee. Here we come. Thy name to praise, may we feel thy presence there. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in thy courts appear. Here afford us all a taste of our everlasting feast. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel's joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth me shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. The Lord shall preserve our soul. The Lord shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Our Father who art in heaven, save that you another week, O God, you have brought us on our way. And now, O God, we come seeking a blessing at your feet. O God, forgive us of our sins, Lord. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Lord, we are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But, O God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed. Your compassion fail not, O God, it is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Lord, you change us not, and your compassion they fail not. As you have been, you will forever will be. Thank you for being so kind, for being so loving, O God. Lord, you have kept us from day to day. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are nothing good, O God. But Lord, you love us. You care for us, O God. You wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health. And you wish that all of us should come to repentance, God, because you want us to be saved. So Lord, as we come on this line every Thursday, Friday and Sunday, O God, we are asking you, O God, to create us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord God, take us as your living sacrifice. We come as a living sacrifice before you, dear God. Holy and acceptable God, please wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us of our sins, unworthy, unholy, undone. Lord, you see all of us on this line, God. You know us by name, you know us by nature, along with our children, our grandchildren, our families, O God. Father, I'm asking you to take over and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Lord, we need your healing hands on us. We need your cleansing hands on us. We need your purging hands on us, O God. Lord, if there wasn't a time we need you, God, we need you now more than ever. Because everything is just going so fast and everything is going the way that you did not expect it to go. You made us, you created us, and you put us in this world. And, oh God, the world is not what you want it to be. But, mighty God, we are asking you, Lord, help us to trim our lamps and keep it burning and have excess oil. And, God, help us to ready, stay ready. Waiting for you because you're coming. You're coming, God, and you will not tarry. You are coming. So, Lord, help us to keep faithful. Help us to be true. Help us to love each other. Help us to share with each other. Help us to pray for each other. Lord, help us to do what you would do. And, Lord, please help us to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. We love you, Lord, and we know you love us. So, God, anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Take away self, take away attitude, take away pride. Take away all the things, oh God, that will separate us from you. Because of sin, we are in sin and we live in sin, oh God. So help us to live above sin and to come to righteousness. Oh God, heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless, oh God. Freely you receive, Heavenly Father, and freely you give. Have your way, Lord. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I honor you, I adore you, I magnify you, I praise you, I exalt you, I lift you up, and I give you thanks. Lord, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Continue to do, Lord, and keep on doing, because, oh God, we love you. Thank you for hearing, thank you for answering. And Lord, what I fail of asking, you fail not to grant it unto me. I pray and I give you thanks. With thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that prayer and that song. Thank you for your presence here on this prayer line. May God continue to bless you abundantly, more than you can think of or ask, my dear sister, along with each and every one of us and our family and friends. So praise the Lord for your presence and each and every one of my brothers and sisters present. And I believe this is Elder Richardson. I'll open his line. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. 931-332. Good evening. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to the Richardsons in Tennessee, to all other brethren throughout, scattered throughout every way around. Happy Sabbath, Bon Sabbath, every Sabbath, Shabbat. Praise the Lord. All right, I know time is fleeting, so I'll just give a song. It's so nice hearing Sister Savannah B. Wonderful prayer and blessing. Yes, true it all. True it all. I had many tears and sorrow, I questioned for tomorrow. There been times I did not know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. At my trial time to only make me strong. I've been in a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There've been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yet those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I am his own. True it all. Oh, I learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, I learned to trust in God. True it all. Oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. I thank God for the mountains. I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I would know that he could solve them. I'll never know what faith in God can do. Through it all. Oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. Through it all. Oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. Yes, I've learned to depend upon his word. Oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. Happy Sabbath to all. Praise the Lord. Through it all.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that song, Through It All. We can praise the Lord. We can thank him through it all the worries, all the pain, the suffering, the anxiety, we can still praise the Lord through it all. So I will ask Sister Powell if she can give us a word of prayer before Elder Brother Ricardo comes on. I'll open Sister Powell's line again. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged and happy Sabbath to each and every one of you and your family. Thank you for joining us. Sister Powell, I'll open.
Sure.
Hello, Sister Carla, are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, amen.
Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time that we all can participate in our prayer, and we're just asking you all to bow your head for a silent word of prayer to the Lord. We heard the prayer request is, and we know God is able through it all. He's here by our side, and he's able to hear and do his will for each one of us. So I will just give you a little teacher's minute so that you can present your requests to the Lord. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Father in heaven, King of kings, Lord of lords, your children bow before you this blessed Sabbath day to give you praise and to bring honor and glory to you for all the wonderful blessings that you have restored upon each one of us. Heavenly Father, we have saw your handiwork, dear Lord, your protection, your provide for us through our many needs, Lord Jesus. You were there by our side in accident, in sickness. Lord, you were there at the side of your dear sister while she ran off the road. Dear Lord, you protect her so that she came out safe and sound. Lord, we want to thank you. We give you thanks and praises, Lord, for the blessing of your healing process on your dear sister, and your dear sister, dear Lord, with our feet, Lord, you were there to touch her and to heal her, dear Father. Two successful times, dear Lord, she finds that you are there, dear Father. We are asking you at this time, dear Lord, as this request is reached to you, dear Father, for Nicholas, for her son, dear Lord. We do know that she, your mom, have been praying for her son so that her son will come back to join you, dear Lord. So we are asking you, dear Father, to touch him wherever he is. Present your words to the Holy Spirit. Bring back all these things that he used to study and allow him, dear Lord, that he will seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto him. Heavenly Father, we also present, dear Lord, our dear sister Leola and family member who are mourning, grieving at this time. Lord, you are the great comforter, and you said, blessed are those that mourn, they shall be comforted. So we leave them in your care. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blessing of our sister Brenda and brother John, grandchildren and little granddaughter who came on this line singing praise to you. Father in heaven, you can do all things. You are working through the heart of your little one, and you said your little children will be the leaders of tomorrow. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon her. Father, we come to you this evening with every one of us. And this is the time we are praising and give you thanks for keeping us throughout the 6 days and brought us here this seventh day, Sabbath day, so that we can listen to your word and that we can be filled with your sweet Holy Spirit, and not only to be filled with your word, but to be doers, that we can share your words to others. We thank you for forgiving us of all our many sins and our shortcomings. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for traveling mercies over the here in the year, Lord, and on the sea, Lord, our dear sister Cancinelli, who went away, dear Lord, and you brought her back safely, she and family member, praising you and giving you thanks, Lord. What more could we ask of you, Lord, more than give you thanks? You have told us that what is going to happen, especially for the Sabbath, that it will be a test to the world. Help us as your remnant people will see the need at this time to whatsoever we are doing now. Let us go and do it now to carry out your true, faithful servants, them, Lord, your faithful representatives, that we will carry out your work, your word to the dying world. Bless us this night, and we lift, ask you to live as we lift up our speaker tonight, Lord, Brother Ricardo. We ask you to use him mightily, that the word will, that will be coming from him will come straight from you. Continue to bless him and his family. Keep, guide, and protect each one of us, and help us that we will all be ready, Lord, when you shall come, not getting ready, because, dear Father, you have given us the word. Lord, you have allowed us to have the truth. You told us that, dear Father God, that this gospel message is supposed to go through all the world, and when it reach all through the world, then your hand will be. So, Father, we ask you to help us that we will carry your message and that we will carry it, Lord, out, Lord. We like lightning to the world, Lord, like the autumn breeze with the leaves them of the tree, carrying them all over, dear Lord, so that your words will be carried to the world and that your people will receive your truth and that they will come to know you. Bless us tonight. Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. And if there is any requests that we did not put to you, Lord Jesus, unspoken requests, we ask you, Lord, to have your own way and let your will be done. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Bless us, we pray, as we prepare to listen to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Thank you again, brothers and sisters. Pray that you have your Bible, Spirit of Prophecy, and a notepad and something to write with as we go into the Word. And I'll turn the call over to Brother Ricardo. Amen. Your line is now open,
amen.
Brother Ricardo. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
I hope and trust that last year, whatever we failed in our Christian journey this year, we will make our calling and election sure. As we can see around the world, the signs that are telling us, brothers and sisters, and majority of us who are in the United States, no, it's not the time to be careless. No, it's not the time to be sleeping, because everybody is targeting the United States. They are sending missiles and all of these things, and they are shooting them down. But brothers and sisters, we are told when America enforced the national thunder law, she's going to cut herself from righteousness. Until now, God is protecting America, even though America is full of blood and the wickedness and the crime. But brothers and sisters, prophecy have to be fulfilled in America. And we are told, we as Christians, we must get ready for what is coming upon the earth. Brothers and sisters, it's not the time to be sleeping. No, it's not the time where you just want to go to church and hear a one-hour sermon, because the time is coming. You see, the COVID is on the horizon again, and all of these things, brothers and sisters, they're talking about cyber attack, and these cyber attack going to be killing people. So, brothers and sisters, some of us, we are so lazy when it comes to this physical stuff. We spend 5, 10, 8, 12, 16 hours on our job, but when it comes to spiritual things, we cannot even stay up. Brothers and sisters, now is the time of all time that we need to wake up out of sleep. And brothers and sisters, you know, I'm here to encourage you to provoke you to do good works. So remember the title for this evening, Neglect Not the Gospel of Our Salvation. So say, please kindly pray for me that I will not be heard, but Christ will be heard and his words be exalted. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. I am not even worthy to bring forth your word. I am not even worthy to read upon your word and to present your word before your people. But Lord, hide me behind the cross. Touch my lips with the coal from the altar and purge me from every known and unknown sins, O God. And let your name be glorified and let your name be praised. Thank you so much for your Holy Spirit and your presence of your holy angels to tabernacle and be with each and every one of us. Lord, help us to stay tuned and not to fall asleep, Lord. Rebuke the adversary of our soul who try to let us go into a sleeping slumber. But Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Lord, I'm asking to cover your people with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. All right, go with me to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Neglect not the gospel of our salvation. The Bible reads, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. Are you hearing this, brothers and sisters? Therefore, Advent Life. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Hold it, beloved. Are you hearing this? Don't move too fast, Advent Light, lest you miss the blessing. Are you hearing this? I want you to read God's word with clarity. Digest. Don't eat too fast. Amen? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereby you take heed as a light that shineth in a what? Dark place. Therefore, we ought to give heed to give, sorry. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. I saw another angel fly in the what? Heaven, having the everlasting gospel. Are you neglecting your duty? Are you neglecting to give the message with a certain sound? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Lest at any time we should let the sanctuary message slip. Lest at any time we will make the first, second, and third angel message slip. Lest at any time we will make dress reform and health reform and the state of the dead slip. Lest at any time, Advent Light, now is the time we need to wake up. If we are slumbering, we will let these things slip. No wonder we as God's people, we are not preaching the message that made us a distinct people. No, we want to be like the other churches. No, we want to put away our doctrines and come with common points. Brothers and sisters, we are Seventh-day Adventists, brothers and sisters. God, a royal and a holy nation, brothers and sisters. We have a message and we have God's people. We are neglecting our duty. We are neglecting to have a love for Jesus and his presence. We are neglecting to have a hunger and a longing for his word, brothers and sisters. We are neglecting to work out our soul salvation. Brothers and sisters, now is the time of all time, Advent Life, that we need to wake up. For if the word spoken by angel was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, God said, take off the Babylonian garment. What God gonna give me? God said, recompense. What it mean? I will give you a better garment. God said, take off the jewelry. God said, recompense. What will God give me in place of my garment? He said, I will give you a crown of a gold of crown, brothers and sisters. Recompense. God said, they that call my name must depart from iniquity. What will he give unto me? Recompense. I will give you a new name, Advent Life. Recompense. Jesus is coming. Neglect not the salvation of your soul. For if the word spoken by an angel was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. God wants to reward his people. No wonder Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 said, Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But they that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder to give you life eternal, a rewarder to give you wisdom of heaven, a rewarder to give you a steadfast faith that you will not compromise and waver. We will reward you if you stand up for him. How shall we escape, brothers and sisters, if we neglect? How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Many of us, we in this message, lackadaisical, dragging our feet. We supposed to be on fire for the Lord, not growing. We are doer. Neglecting. Some of us, we know our job so much, but when it comes to another Bible study, we can't even find Genesis. We don't even find to find Habakkuk. Brothers and sisters, we are neglecting our duty. The Bible says, and that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Brothers and sisters, God take fools, but he don't keep them. God wants, when you come to this message, brothers and sisters, he will teach you and educate you and cause your faith to shine glory with his wisdom and knowledge and experience to know the history of this movement so you can be firm and to stand and to represent Christ. Brothers and sisters, now is the time of all times. We need to stop neglect the gospel of our salvation. How shall we escape, the Bible is saying? Question, how shall we escape if we neglect Advent life? So great salvation. How? Let us see what the Bible has to say. Go with me to 1 Timothy. Go with me to 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 16. No, sorry, chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. 1 Timothy, it takes you less than 30 seconds to find the scriptures, brothers and sisters, because if I give you the remote and tell you to find HBO, Netflix, and YouTube and all of these things, you will find it quickly. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be quick with our finger. Are you with me? Quick in the understanding with heavenly things. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. 16. The Bible said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. You see a comma right there, right? What is this gift? Before we move on, because God wants us to read with clarity, with deep understanding, not with a surface understanding, but with deep understanding. Amen? The Bible said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. What is this gift? Do you know that this is the... Go with me to Ephesians. Keep your finger at Timothy. We're coming back. Let the Bible line up a line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Amen? Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Keep your finger at Timothy. We're coming back. Amen? We want to know what the Bible is saying. What is this gift? Because the Bible says, what is this gift? Because a lot of us, we are neglecting this gift. Because the Bible says, grieve not. So when you are grieving, you are neglecting this gift. Amen? Watch this now. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. It says, in whom ye are so trusted, after that he heard the word of what? Truth. When he heard the word of truth, will you neglect that truth? The Bible says, sell the truth, buy the truth, and sell it not. Are you with me? In whom ye are so trusted, after that he heard the word of what? Truth, the what? The gospel of your what? Salvation. Are you neglecting to work out your soul salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Listen. Salvation. In answer after that, you what? Believe. You believe in Christ, your Lord and Savior. Ye were sealed with what? With what? The Holy what? Ghost of what? Promise. So if I promise you that I'm going to give you a gift and I bring it to you, that means I fulfill my promise, because God cannot lie and he can't go back on his promise. Are you with me? This is the gift now. Watch this now. Go with me, Ephesians chapter, I think, 5, No. Ephesians chapter 4 now. This is the gift, beloved brothers and sisters. This is the gift we're talking about. Watch the gift again. Because this gift, which is the what? The Holy Spirit, going to lead you and I unto what? Redemption. That's going to redeem us from sin. Because remember, the Holy Spirit comes to redeem us from sin. When the Holy Spirit convicts us, he's going to also convict us. And we're going to have such a godly sorrow. We're going to be ashamed of ourselves. And we're going to feel embarrassed. Are you with me? So when you feel embarrassed and you feel ashamed of yourself, of your mistake, of your sin, now the Holy Spirit come in immediately. And he what? He comforts you. Are you with me? That's what he called the comforter. Are you with me? Come now. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Watch this now. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. When you are neglecting, you are grieving that gift. Are you with me? Are you catching it, beloved? Catch the blessing. Are you with me? Catch the revelation. Grieve not Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are what? Sealed with that what? Remember that promise. Amen. We're coming back to Ephesians. We're coming back to Timothy. Bear with me now. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto what? The day of what? Redemption. Unto the day until Christ comes and with his appearance. Are you with me? So the Holy Spirit is going to work upon you and I, mind, our conscience, and to fix up our character to the likeness of Jesus Christ's character, so we can imitate and we can look like him and operate like him, and our character will count it as Christ's character, and God will look and say, that's my son, that's my daughter. He counts as what? As what? Righteousness. Go back with me now to Timothy. Go back with me to Timothy. So now we break down this part right here so we understand what is this gift. Are you with me? So the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Amen? Not the gospel of our salvation. Are you with me? This is our title. If he, what I'm saying, Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Are you with me? You ready? It says now, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by what? Prophecy. By hearing this, beloved, Lord have mercy. What a mighty God is this. With the laying on of the hands of the... Okay, I'm messing up with this word. Presbytery. Meditate upon these things. So the Bible is saying that we must what? Meditate upon these things. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. That thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. What is doctrine given for? Continue in them. What is doctrine given for? First, 2 Timothy 3:16. For all scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for what? Correction, for instruction, and in what? Righteousness. Many are saying that doctrine is not important. Men, brothers and sisters, if you are saying that, you will never enter into heaven. What do you mean? Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of doctrine. When you're talking about doctrine, you're talking about the early rain, former rain, latter rain. No doctrine, no Holy Spirit. No doctrine, no sealing. Deuteronomy chapter 32, I'm paraphrasing, Deuteronomy chapter 32, quoting, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, it says, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall be still as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the shower upon the grass. So doctrine is very important. If you hear even one of your fellow or former brethren is saying that doctrine is not important, run. Because doctrine makes us a distinctive people. He said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. And the Bible said, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself. Watch this, hear this. And them that fear thee, hear watch doctrine. Listen now, go with me.
I think 2 John. Go with me to 2 John. Let me go there right quick. We're learning with doctrine. The Bible said doctrine. We must continue in them. Giving you Jesus doctrine, not man doctrine. Are you with me? We're going to touch on 2 points. Go with me to 2 John 1:9. 2 John 1:9. Neglect not the gospel of our salvation. Neglect not the everlasting gospel. Neglect not the first, second, and third angel message. Neglect not the health message. Judge your form. You name it. Are you with me? Go up this, beloved. We're talking about doctrine. Because many are saying that doctrine is not important. You are neglecting the everlasting gospel. Watch this now. 2 John 1:9. Whosoever transgression, what is the transgression? Sin is the what? Transgression of what? God's word, right? Law, right? This is 1 John 3:4. He said, whosoever transgression and abide it not in the doctrine of who? Christ. Had not God. Hold it. If we are saying doctrine is not important, that means the Bible is saying that, brother, sister, you could go to church early. You could be paying your tithe and offering. If you're saying that, you ain't got God. You just warm in the bench. Listen to this. Whosoever transgresseth and abided not in the teaching of the undiluted word, in other words, abided not in the doctrine of Christ, had not God. He that abided in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and the what? The Son. So if you are saying doctrine is not important, because when you are saying that, brothers and sisters, you are Rome on the same side. Interfaith, all of these different churches. Because our, the doctrine of the Seventh-day Adventist church make us different. Now, brothers and sisters, verse 10 now, he said, if there come any unto you and bring not his doctrine, the Bible says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Even our Seventh-day Adventist have some weird doctrine and weird teaching. The Bible says, even invite them into your house, Godspeed. This is what the Bible says. Lord have mercy, the Bible is serious. Listen now, let us move on. Question for you, brothers and sisters. Question again. What is this gift that is within us? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. We must grow early rain so we can receive what? The latter rain. We must mature and develop. Because remember, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that they may what? Grow thereby. Go with me now to Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Brothers and sisters, bear with me, because we need these brothers and sisters, because scripture is our safeguard. The scripture is going to keep our mind fortified on Christ, because troublous time is coming, brothers and sisters. And we need the word of God. It can keep us. Because remember, God said, I never give you the spirit of what? Fear. So the word of God is going to keep us to cast down the imagination, to cast down the fear, to cast down the torment, to cast down the confusion. We must fortify the mind with the word of God. Amen? That's why I'm feeding you, giving you your word now. Watch this now. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. We want to use scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and amis and cumin, and have omit the weightier matter of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These are ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. So the Pharisees, Jesus was saying to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you are neglecting part of my message, and you are doing part. You cannot do that, brothers and sisters. You cannot say Jesus love you, and then you are neglecting his doctrine. You are neglecting his teaching. Are you with me? You are neglecting his principle in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Are you with me? Watch this now. Question again now. What did the scribes and Pharisees leave undone, or you could say neglect, like we are doing today? Go with me to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. Quickly, beloved. We don't have enough time. Time is running. Time is against us. Come again, brothers and sisters. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. Question again for you so I can keep you engaged. What did the scribes and Pharisees leave undone or neglected? Watch this now. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tie mint and rue all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment. What many of us we are neglecting? Oh, you know, Jesus love you, girl. You know, Jesus understand. You are neglecting. You are compromising. And pass over what? Judgment. Fear God. And give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And over judgment and the love of God. These hath ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Many of us want to talk about Jesus' love, but we don't want to talk about judgment. Don't want to talk about the law. This loving Jesus, but he have a law. If you go against it, you will be burned. You're going to burn. But this is not God's will. Are you with me? Go with me, beloved. Luke chapter 12, verse 35 to 38. Luke chapter 12. Verse 35 to 38, let your loins be girded about, and your light burning, and ye as ye yourself like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may hope in unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants who the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. You are not neglecting. Are you neglecting the gospel of your soul salvation? Are you neglecting to work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling? Are you neglecting to do self-examination? Are you neglecting to say, Lord, search me and to see if any wicked way in me and to lead me into path of, the Bible said again, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find what? Watching. Watch what? Go with me to Revelation. Go with me to Revelation quickly. We have a lot of scripture, beloved. Revelation, I think he said, watch lest you find naked. Let me go there right quick. Revelation, what? Verse 12. Let me go there right quick. He said, watch lest you find naked. If I don't find it, let me see if I can find it quickly. Revelation, he said, watch lest you find naked. Let me go there right quick. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. A lot of scriptures just come into my mind. This is not in my notes. But the Bible says, watch. Think Revelation 16. Go with me to Revelation 16, 15. Quickly, Revelation 16, 15. Remember what the Bible just said. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Watching what? Watch this now. We could go in a lot, brothers and sisters, but we're just going to give you this verse right here. Watch this now. Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Behold, I come as a what? Thief. We do not know when Christ is coming, but we must be what? On our guard. We must be what? Watching. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keeps his what? His garments. Hold it. Garment is a symbol of what? Character. So when you are working out your soul salvation, you are working out your what? Defects and hereditary tendency to wrongdoing. Watch this now. The Bible says, blessed is he that watcheth. They are not neglecting the soul of their salvation. The soul of their salvation. And keepeth his garment. So they are keeping their garment unspotted. Lest ye walk naked. The Laodicean church, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. By what? Truth. Do you know that truth is like a garment? Truth covers you. Truth hides your shame. That's why Jesus said, buy of me gold tried in the fire. What can we buy? Proverbs chapter 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not. So when we buy the truth, when we receive the truth from Christ, and when we keep it, what comes with it? What is the benefit? Wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. Lord, the Advent light. Are you hearing it? So you will not be neglecting in these last days. Are you with me? Come back now. Let us come back. Go back with me to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 35 to 38. Luke chapter 12. He said, I continue, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself. Gird yourself, Advent light. Gird your mind with the word of truth. Gird your mind so you can cast down imagination when evil thoughts and temptation come to your mind. You can gird to the God, to the Lord. He said, what you say before we call you answer, and while we are speaking you here, you are girding your mind with the truth. Lord, you said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapon of our warfare are not honor, but mighty in God. Gird your lines with truth, Lord, for you said, before we call you answer, Lord, you said, when we come to you, we must believe, oh God. Gird your mind with truth, Lord God Almighty. You said, if we believe, all things are possible. But Lord, even though I'm wavering in my faith, Lord, help my unbelief. Gird your mind with truth. Verily I say unto thee, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to me, and will come forth to serve. Jesus is going to serve us. Can you imagine this Advent life? They're going to be a long table in heaven, and all the saints going to sit around the table. And who going to serve us? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Will you want to be there? I am a candidate for heaven, brothers and sisters. I don't want to be a castaway. Brother Richard, please, I want to see you way back at the end of the table, like I'm in Florida, and Brother Richard, all the way in Africa, I could see Brother Richard's face clear and young and vibrant, and said, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Brothers and sisters, we are nearing home. Get ready. Gird your lion with the word of God. Now we need to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus Christ is coming. And the Bible says, brothers and sisters, and if he shall come in the second watch, are you watching? Or come in the third watch? Are you watching? And find them so. Find them so what? Idling. Blessed are those servants. Blessed are those servants who are not drinking with the drunkard, who are not lowering the standard, who are lifting up Jesus, lifting up higher and still higher, lifting up and pine them to say, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God, who can take away your maladies. Behold the Lamb of God, who can heal you. Behold the Lamb of God, who can restore your family. Behold the Lamb of God, who can heal the backsliding children. Behold the Lamb of God, Advent life. Desire of Ages 480, no, sorry, Desire of Ages 478, paragraph 1. Desire of Ages 478, paragraph 1. We are told the Pharisees had not entered by the door. They had climbed into the fold by another way than Christ. And they were not fulfilling the work of the true shepherd. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this? Time is going. The priests and rulers, the scribes and Pharisees, destroy the living pastures. I want to know, what is this living pastures? The quotation continues. They destroy the living pastures, and what else? Defy the wellspring of the water of life. What they destroy? They destroy the living pastures, and they destroyed what? The wellspring of the water of life. We're going to explain these things. The pastor is the word of God. The wellspring is the Holy Spirit. Watch this now. Faithful do the works of inspiration describe these false shepherds. The disease ye have not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away. But with force and with cruelty ye have ruled them. Are we ruling God's, govern God's people with cruelty? We don't own them. You are not Lord over them. Jesus Christ is their Lord. Amen? Question, brothers and sisters. The priests and prophets just say something. But we're going to summarize this in our question. Question for you now. What are the living pastors that the scribes and Pharisees destroy? Go with me to Psalms 23, verse 2. Psalms 23, verse 2. A lot of you are familiar with Psalms 23. 3, but we're going to go deeper. Are you with me? The word of God is like a deep well. You remember the woman with Jesus meet at the well? She said, you don't have nothing to draw. The well is deep. Brothers and sisters, what are you going to use to draw from the word of God? The living word, the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? The water, amen? The water so you can have the understanding. Are you with me? So you can digest and to understand Jesus' word. Watch this now. Question again. What are the living pastors that the scribes and Pharisees destroyed? From Psalms 23, verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures is like an open field. You know, you go in an open field or a field, nothing but green grass. But this green grass, which is dealing with the word of God. Are you with me? God is using agriculture to give you a spiritual understanding. Are you with me? Watch this now. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the what? Still waters. You see right here? The Pharisees, the scribes and Pharisees destroyed the living pastors and they defiled the wellspring of the waters. Are you with me? So you see these two words again, right? We want to know what is this living pastors. Go with me to First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 39 to 40. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 39 to 40. You have to quick on your finger now. All right, brothers and sisters, quick, be quick. Quick on your finger now. Are you with me? Let us eat this bread of life. Amen. I want you to go over it. Remember, to the law and to the testimony. Do not believe what I said. But whatever, when you go back, you can say, Lord, thank God this man is speaking the truth. And don't put me on a pedestal. All you just pray for me. Pray for this little man that God will continue to use me and put his word in my mouth. Amen. It's not about the man. It's just about the message. Amen. Let us read. Watch this now. It says, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 39 to 40. And they went to the entrance of Gedor and even unto the east side of the valley. Remember, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, right? He leadeth me beside still waters. Catch these two wording, living pastures and waters. Are you with me? Or rivers. Watch this now. And they went to the entrance of Gedor and to the east side of the what? The valley to see pasture for their flock. We are the flocks, amen? The sheep of his pastures. Watch it now. And they found fat pasture and good, deep, a multitude of grass, abundance of grass, right? Green pastures so the sheep can eat. Watch this now. And the land was wide. I want you to picture what I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters. And quiet. And peaceable. So God wants us to wake up very early in the morning when everything is what? Quiet and peaceable. Everybody's sleeping. Quiet time. So you can eat this pasture. And you can also drink from Emmanuel well. Let us move on, brothers and sisters. The word of God is sweet. I'm excited. Time is against us. Time is our enemy. Listen now. And they found fat pastures and good. And the land was wide and quiet and peaceable. For they of Ham had dwelt there of old. Let us dwell a little bit more on this, brothers and sisters. Go with me to Psalm 79. Psalm 79. Psalm 79, verse 13. Psalm 79, verse 13. Lord have mercy. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So the faithful shepherds, they go and scope out the land for their flock, for their sheep. Make sure there's no predator deer. So when they find this land, the land was what? Wide. For all of the sheep, they can spread out. Not to bungle up. And also the land was what? Quiet. The Bible also emphasized peaceable. So it's somewhere it's quiet. It's peaceable. But the Bible is emphasizing Psalm 79, verse 13. So we thy people. Listen now. Who is the flock? We. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praises to all generation. Why? Because we know that the right shepherd is feeding his flock. So why? So when the sheep, they are being fed, they will what? They will give him praise, glory, and honor. What do you mean by that? Go with me to Jeremiah. Let us clarify that, if that is so. Go with me to the Bible, Jeremiah. Let me show you now what God said. Jeremiah 23, Jeremiah chapter 23, dealing with the same thing, pastor. quickly, brothers and sisters. Find the scripture quickly. Amen. 30 seconds to find a scripture. Amen. Be quick on your finger. Amen. The Bible is your power and your finger is your point. Put both together, you get your power point. Amen. If you don't have no Bible, you only have a point. And we don't want to prove man's point. Amen. Man's opinion means nothing. But when you have the word, you have the power. And when you have your finger to skip, to turn to the page, now you have the power and you have the point to point to the power. Amen. To transform our life. Let us move on. Let us move on. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1. But woe be unto the pastors, minister, that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Remember, the faithful minister, they're going to look and they're going to teach God's people and give them the right pastors. Are you with me? Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Remember, the good shepherd, he goes visit the land. He scope out the land. He examined the land and realized it was quiet. It was peaceable. It was wide. And were fat pastors. Listen now. I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, says the Lord. Verse 3, I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all country where they have driven them and will bring them again to their foes, and they shall be fruitful and increased. In other words, the faithful shepherd, he makes sure he spend time to study. He makes sure spend time to make sure he commune with heaven. He makes sure that he is connected to the divine nature. He makes sure that he can be filled and imbued with the Holy Spirit from on high. So when he comes before God's people, his mouth, his mind is light up with the word, with heaven, brothers and sisters, heaven knowledge and heaven glory, brothers and sisters. So when he's opening up his mouth, his words, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will activate these words and they will become alive and will become like a sword. And when you hear the minister word, they're going to pierce your heart. You're going to feel like somebody hitting you. You ever eat some food, brothers and sisters? It's good. When you're reading the word of God, it's supposed to, it's sweet. Yes, God wants you to be like that. You don't want to stop reading the word of God. Brothers and sisters, when I'm doing devotion and I'm putting these presentations together, I say, Lord have mercy. When I say, honey, I get a revelation, my wife knows, God give me a sermon. I say, Lord have mercy. The word of God is sweet. Not only the physical food. Jesus said, labor not for meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Jeremiah said, that word was found, and I did eat them. I was called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Job said, for I have not gone back from the word of his mouth, for I esteem the word of, for I esteem the, his word more than my necessary food. What compares? The physical food or the spiritual food? For me, is the spiritual. I am overjoyed, brothers and sisters. I have to calm myself. Amen. Let's move on, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, time is running out. I am so excited, but let me calm down. Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Forgive me of my zeal. Amen. But let us move on. Well, go with me to verse 4, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 4. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them with good pastures, with fat pastures. So when they are getting the right seed, the right food, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking. They will not be lacking spiritually, says the Lord. So God wants his people to be what? Fed. So you will not be lacking spiritually. So when my time, from the time for you to be judged, you will not be found and weigh in the balance and found wanted. Are you with me? But you are working out your soul salvation because you are not neglecting your duty. One more, brothers and sisters. One more. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 34 and let us close right here. Last appeal, I'll give you an appeal. Word of God is sweet, brothers and sisters. Sweet. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 4 and 5. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 4 and 5. The Bible said, the disease ye have not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick. People need fed. So the word of God can heal a soul. Are you with me? Hear this now. Neither have ye healed that which was sick. Neither have ye bound up that which was broken. neither have he brought again that which was driven away. Sheep always going astray. Neither have ye sought that which was lost. You don't go look for them. But with force and with cruelty, ye have ruled them. And they were scattered. We just read Jeremiah chapter 23, right? 1 to 4, right? Because there is no shepherd, Lord have mercy. And they become meat to all the beasts of the field. Lord have mercy. No wonder when Jesus was on earth and he stand up and he look on the children of Israel, he wept. Why? Because you see all the people, they are without a shepherd. So brothers and sisters, now is not the time to blame a minister. Now is not the time to blame a pastor. Now is not the time to blame the conference. Now is time to blame yourself. What are you doing? Man will fail you. But are you failing yourself to spend time? Get your face out of Facebook. Your face in the eternal book. Because the Bible says, Advent light, and that from a child. Thou hast known. Known means you have an experience you are familiar with. Thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise. If you are doing this, you are not neglecting the gospel of our soul salvation in these last days. So my appeal to you, brothers and sisters, this new year we are embarked upon, and as the wicked power that be of all kind of plans, but Jesus said, listen, you're going to be a real rumors and rumors of war, but it's not no rumors of war. People are dying. Left and right by the hundreds. You see it on the news and all of these things. We are living in our better roads. We have peace for now. It's going to hit home. And it's going to hit home hard. Could it be God allow some of these missiles to hit America to wake up some of us? Because America think they are untouchable. But because of God's goodness, because of God. Glory, His righteousness, His holy angel. Because a lot of us, brothers and sisters, in America, and America is being spared because of God's children, and because we are praying even for these wicked leaders, are you neglecting? No, is it this year, brothers and sisters, purpose in your heart like Daniel. It may be not food your weakness. Purpose in your heart and say, Lord, give me a love for your word, for studying. And some of us, brothers and sisters, we want somebody to teach us, but we don't want the Holy Spirit to teach us. They're willing to sit down. I never used to understand the Bible. All I just read, and pray, and pray, and pray, and ask God. Meditate, brothers and sisters. Pray and fast, and ask the Lord. I seem like every week when I'm studying, brothers and sisters, every week, God, give me a message. Give me a message. Because I'm just eating, I'm just excited, overjoyed. I say, man, what, God is so good. God wants to pour out heaven rich treasures that is stored up in heaven for each and every one of us. Advent life, I want to tell you this. You are well beloved. Christ loves you. And a desire for none of us to perish on this prayer line. Not even your loved ones, not even your neighbors, not even the people that you can't even stand. He loves each and every one of us because he come and died for every one of us. Is it your will to be there? You can't preference say you want to be there and you're doing witchcraft and you're doing evil to your brothers and sisters in behind closed doors. You are dishonest and all of these things. This year, stop it. Because probation going to close first on the members of the Seventh-day Adventist first, just like the Jewish nation. We do the mystery of God a few months ago, brothers and sisters, regarding the Jews. So, brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you not to bring fear in your heart, but to provoke you to good work. So let us pray until we meet again by God's grace. And stay strong in the Lord. Don't get weary. keep your eyes on Christ. While you see all of these things, look up for your redemption dry at night. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. For you are good, you are mighty, you are we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. As we are about to depart from your throne, we pray that your presence, your Holy Spirit, your Holy Angel will not depart from us. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, your light of heaven will shine around each and every one of us and to be with us, tabernacle with us, and to help us to come from the higher in our walk with you and in our experience with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for the spoken word. Truly the Lord was with you as you present this message from your heart. And may we take heed to the warning that was given as we've been hearing day after day, night after night, through the Lord's servant, you and others, and through the Holy Spirit, and even the Lord speaking to us in dreams, and as we read the Bible and search the scripture and read the spirit of prophecy, we see things are foretelling. And I just want to leave with you Psalms chapter 24, starting at verse 1. It says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. May we be a part amongst those that have clean heart. That means we are righteous, we are pure, we are without fault, without guile in our mouth. May we not be found wanted, brothers and sisters. May God truly bless you as we search our heart and as we go over these scriptures, as we pray, as we fast, as we afflict our soul. May we truly seek the Lord and for his wisdom, his direction to lead us in this new year, 2024 and onwards. Peace I leave with you. God, peace I leave with you, brothers and sisters. Blessed Sabbath. Amen.